Step out the front door, friends, and toss up my keys. From here on out, I'm going to do whatever it is I please. Just outside of this thickening window is a world full of opportunity for me and you and me. But I fell into that same flawed fantasy that detaching myself from daddy's bedtime stories and mommy singing me to sleep. It's gonna be the key that's gonna set me free. But look, you want out so badly right now, baby girl. Well, just you wait and see how much you miss your mom and dad once you finally get the chance to leave. I want to go home to my own bed tonight to sleep and cuddle with my puppy. I miss my puppy. I want to make believe that she is a girl sleeping next to me, like I used to when I was lonely, like I was lucky enough to have somebody there next to me to keep me company when I woke up in the morning and hold me. And now I'm buried in the arms of someone else and missing mothers. I miss the weathered hands of my dad while holding tightly to my lovers, and we call this free. Well, now, I'm 18, baby. You want to see my ID? I'm going to buy all of my own cigarettes. In fact, 2 packs, please. Yeah, look, 2 packs for those 2 years I already ran myself broke. And 2 more for the 2 more I'm going to count on these to cope. I'll take 2 packs for those 2 days that I'm planning on being away. I'm going to smoke them both the first so that on the second I could give my lungs a break. Look, that's always the plan anyway, but my God, is that a 2-for-1 deal on those 27s? You know what? On second thought, I better get 2 more just in case on that second day, when I wake, I decide to smoke all 8. But a Captain and Coke would go so nicely right now, as I have been drinking a little bit to try to forget about the fact that I have been drinking a little bit to try to forget about the fact that I have been drinking a little bit to try to forget about the fact that I drink a lot. And actually forgot about the fact that I am down. It's funny how perspectives change so quickly when you're the one with your head beneath that toilet seat, wearing that crown on your feet. And as I lift up my head from that bathroom sink, I sink into the mirror and scream, "You don't know me!" And Paul said it perfectly. I am the worst of these. But every now and then, I swear to God, I think I got that guy beat. And I used to be such a fan of abstract poetry, but that quiet, clouded, kind of confusing painting went from a diluted grayscale to a vibrant honesty pretty quickly. And in fact, I'm a little sickly. And in fact, I'm a little scared sometimes that this is all going to be in vain. With a million little me's just running around all of eternity, it's a wonder my hope has such a bad name. I know no matter how large a hypocrite or how small my faith, when you started to talk about perfection the way you talked about my pain, you became the seed inside that gave root to change. And I pray every day that there is power in prayer, and I hope with all my heart that my heart's gonna find you there. And if you're really bigger than my skepticism, then how dare I compare that high I prescribe with that beauty you prepare. But I am a skeleton and a little fragile skin.